When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
End of the end show. That would be for the end of the end of the end show. Does that make sense? End of the end show. End of the end show. End of the end show. It's the end of the end show. We're back!
Hi, and welcome to the end of the end... No. Did I sing the whole thing wrong? Welcome to the end of the show, not the end of the end show. What an idiot! I'm gone for 1 week and I forget the name of my own stupid thing. Gah, what a dummy. Hey, I'm Gregor and this is the end of the show. Summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds on the internet every weekday morning, I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. We do nerd talk and all sorts of silliness, the news and whatnot. Also, the Full 90 Extra Time podcast will have a new episode this week. I was gone last week. We didn't record. The new one drops hopefully tomorrow. And a whole bunch of So You're in Seattle action. Lots of fun. I have been out of the office, I can't focus, I'll tell you why. I just want to go straight back to Yellowstone National Park. And maybe even more importantly, I'd like to go back to Grand Teton National Park. They are neighbors, which is awesome. But also, I think it means that if you like want to go to one and then pass through and make it out to the other end, you have to pay for both. However, when we got to Yellowstone, there was no one at the check stand, the entrance, the gate, that's what it's called. There was no one there, so we didn't actually have to pay for the second one. But anyway, I flew to Albuquerque where my father lives, and he gave me a car that he doesn't use anymore. He's like, you should take this car. I'm an old person. It has no miles. It is in perfect condition. Yes, I will do that. And then we drove it from Albuquerque, beep, 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 all the way up back to Seattle. Now, the suggestion by Google Maps is that you go up through Colorado a little bit, and then you go into like probably a little bit of... No, Arizona, Texas. Utah. Yeah, that's the one. And then from Utah up to Boise, and then from Boise up through Oregon, and then Oregon into Washington through the Tri-Cities, and then home. Okay, great. I have done that drive before because I used to live in Las Vegas, and I moved up here. So I didn't want to do that again, and I wanted to see something. If I'm going to take a three-day road trip, I wanted it to be worth it. I mean, other than getting a free car. So my buddy Ed and I, we packed into the car, and we decided that we would drive up and go through Denver, and then up into Wyoming, a state I've never been to, and really, I don't know what to say about it beyond that, up into Wyoming, through Yellowstone National Park, and then up, it takes you through Montana, and then Idaho, and then Washington. Okay, great. I've never been to Montana. I've got some friends that live there. They say it's beautiful. They say it looks cool. Boy, are they right! That is one awesome state. My God. Wyoming, you're pretty boring until, boom, you're in the middle of the Teton National Forest and you see whatever that butte is called, and then you see the Grand Teton Range, and it is something else. I mean, it's shockingly powerful how big it was and like how spectacular it is that this jutty of rocks just sticks out of the ground. Super cool. From there, you go into Grand Teton National Park. Drive to, it looks like it would be the best summertime as a child. Oh, my God. And then right into Yellowstone, where it kind of flattens out and things become a little bit more... I don't know. I just feel like, as far as national parks go, this one is really well tended to. I can't imagine when the government shutdown happened. Wow, there's so much stuff to manage there in Yellowstone. It's crazy huge, and it's so well done. But you'd be like driving, and it'd be like, hey, there's a hiking trail right here. And you look over, and there's like a dense forest, and then like one, like maybe like two people with path that just goes straight into the forest into God knows where. It looked so cool. So cool. I asked my buddy Brad Evans. I was like, yo, Brad Evans, you spent a month in this area. What should I do if I'm just driving through? Huge mistake on my part. You got to build in a day to stop and do stuff. Anyway, what should I do if I have to get back and we're just driving through to see the sights? And he said, well, you can't really do anything because you got to hike. So why don't you go to Old Faithful and just be extra basic and just go see the thing that all the people be like, wow, the water shoots up in the air. I was pumped. I'm in. I want to see these things. It's like when you go to Seattle and you go to the Space Needle. That one like really delivers. Sometimes things that you go do that are touristy are popular for a reason. We get to the parking lot. It's like a zillion spaces big and we're getting out of the car. My buddy Ed says, hey man, just like temper your expectations because lots of times something like this ends up being kind of lame. Old Faithful spouts off every 35 to like every half hour to hour and a half. And they can kind of predict it based on like how big the last one was and stuff. Well, there was some seismic activity in the area that delayed it. So we got there at like 5:00 by 5:40. It went off. And let me tell you, that thing is underwhelming. It was like, it's like steam coming out. It looks like it's going to be this huge explosion thing. It's kind of like a bad faucet facing the wrong direction. I think it's mainly just because there's no excellent super noise that comes along with it. Like, you want it there to be some, like, big, boom, and then there's water everywhere. I was like, oh my God, I didn't expect that. It's crazy. It smells like sulfur. Nope, none of that. But as you're waiting for it to happen, you look around and you can see these little steam. Like, it looks like a teapot is boiling or something like that in the distance. You see steam rising from the ground all over the place. There's like a zillion geysers because there's a super volcano under Yellowstone and it's heating up that water or something and it's going to come out. Like all in the distance, you can see the geysers going off. And I think that Old Faithful is neither the largest nor the most regular, but it is the best of both of those. There must have been 1,000 people sitting around something that was as big around as like T-Mobile Park. Like if it was a circle, like where they play cricket or something like that, like this big, big circle, you're probably like, what, 150 feet away from, like half a football field away from the actual geyser itself. And then that's in a circle, that's the radius. So pretty big. And there's people lining it everywhere. Seriously, there must have been 1,000 people there to watch it each time this thing goes off. It's crazy. Then you're driving out after that. We were. You weren't. Unless you were, in which case, awesome. Should have honked. But then we're driving out after that, and you look around, and there's all this gorgeous geyser-related stuff everywhere else that there's not a ton of people at. You see these pools of, like, crazy colored, like, sulfuric acid, I would imagine. Just all around. It's phenomenal. Have to go back. Then there's just like rivers running through stuff and canyons and people fishing and camping, and then there's all the idiot drivers. We were leaving the geysers and there it was, a bunch of people pulled over to the side of the road. I'm like, what's going on over there? And then boom, Ed spots the bison. Quick note, in North America we have bison, except for zoos where we keep buffalo hostage, but we have bison. A buffalo is not something that lives here, even though we call it a buffalo. A bison is that furry thing with the horns that eats grass that like looks like a big, awesome-looking cow. I don't know about that Colorado school that's called the buffalo. They should be called the bison, that's for sure. I don't know. I guess if enough people call it something, after a while it just becomes that, and we just have to accept it. But we saw a bison on the side of the road just eating grass. Like, yep, I'm just a big old bison. The whole time I was like, I want to see a buffalo. I want to see a buffalo. I want to see a buffalo. Now, here's the deal. Leaving Yellowstone, you have to expect it to take forever, and I didn't know that. Because somebody saw some elk, and they were eating on the other side of a stream. And so all of these people were just, like, stopping either in the road or on the side of to go see it, just abandoning cars and stuff, and you just couldn't go around. So it was just, like, totally stuck. We were done for the day. We had, like, to make it to a hotel and drive through this, like, windy mountainous road to get to Bozeman, Montana. And we got stuck for, like, an hour behind people just gawking. Something else, man. Anyway, Montana, three little cities in Montana, big time feelings in the old heart here. Bozeman, Butte, and Missoula. Oh my God, I have to go back. I'm already planning a trip to go back to take Space Baby and my wife, exhausted mom. We're going to hop in the car, I guess, or maybe an airplane or something like that, and fly out to Bozeman and see Missoula and Butte, and then go down and spend some time in Yellowstone. It's just incredible. Anyway, normally I would play segments or something like that during this show, but instead I just talked about that. Also, driving through the panhandle of Idaho is gorgeous. Oh my God, it's so windy and awesome. We spent like a majority of our trip over 5,000 feet. Albuquerque over 5,000 feet. We didn't get down into things until the other side of Idaho. Yeah, so you're just like super high. Sorry, I got distracted. So you're just like super high up at like 7,000-8,000 feet the whole time. And then boom, you get to Idaho and you start dropping down towards Washington. And it turns out that that first hour and a half or 2 hours of Washington is the most boring part of the entire drive. Like, there was a part in Wyoming where you come out of Colorado into Wyoming and you're like, all right, let's go. And you could tell that there's more cows than people and you don't know where the cows live because there's no clear direction as to where a homestead would be for them. Like, are you just a wild cow? I don't understand what's going on here. But Washington is just like nothing. No cows, no nothing. So boring. So boring. I feel so bad for people that live in cracky old Spokane because, boy, that part of Washington sucks. I never thought Idaho would be better than anywhere. Also, if you ever want to feel like you're living in the 1980s, go to Wyoming and drive around the southern part of Wyoming where there's no cell reception. There's no towns. We passed by one town. I don't even know what it was called anymore. It had a gas sign, $2.49. It's still cheaper than Seattle, like $2.49 a gallon. I looked around for it. There was one pump with one handle on it, and you could come and fill up there. It was like an emergency gas station, it felt like. I didn't see any cars around or anything. Anyway, it was hard to believe that for how modern the Washington part looked like. Wyoming, you look like you're in the middle of nowhere. It's like you could easily die on the side of the road. But Washington, you're like, oh, this is like very well done and very well kept. There's just still nothing except for people speeding and not being decisive on their speed limit. Use your freaking cruise control. Anyway, trip wrap up on the end of the show or the end of the end show, depending on which idiotic version I do. Which brain did I bring?
End of the show.
End of the show.
It's the end of the end of the end of the show. Thanks for listening.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.